can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.
Good morning, everyone. You're listening to Perception Management with Keith Rogers here in beautiful western Montana, where it's currently a little rainy, but that's good because I'd finally, after all this work, got my garden, or a little bit of my garden that I wanted put in. So I hope that's the good Lord blessing it, all my work. Anyway, you're listening to Perception Management here on Republic Broadcasting Network. And, of course, as I mentioned, I'm Keith Rogers, and I'm here to hopefully edify you to some degree. The phone lines are open at 512-248-8252 or 1-800-313-9443. Today is Sunday, the 20th day of June. Happy Father's Day to a lot of people out there, and happy birthday to my sister. This is show number 100. Today's show theme is When the Media and Establishment is Against Us. And it's kind of like a two-part show today, so... And I just had my hopes dashed on another news article that just came out here, so it's going to get worse. Anyway, so an old quote here from Henry Cabot Lodge, who served from 1850 to 1924, I guess you would call it, was alive, U.S. Senator. If justice requires the consent of the governed, then our U.S., that's the United States, whole past record of expansion is a crime. I've reported on this many, many times here, where even those like Gore Vidal, who all this stuff with NATO and everything, it's none of it has ever been asked by the people. Same thing with all these wars. They don't ask the people if you want to go to war. They just go to war. Send your sons. We are at a time where most Americans see the priorities in life with many agendas running in tandem to destroy this country as well as the world as we know it. In lieu of that, Pornhub right now is the 10th most visited website in the world with over 42 billion visits per year. Do the math on that, not communist core, but figure if there's only 7 billion people, and a lot of those are kids and stuff like that. But anyway, the trafficking hub claims that the site has been repeatedly caught enabling, hosting, and profiting from clips of child rape, sex trafficking, and other non-consensual content there. Instagram, as of Thursday, has reinstated Pornhub on their platform, which begs the question, how are the Facebook-owned company verifying the content? And in lieu of that, I was going to mention here that E. Michael Jones has a new video out over there on BitChute with a nice young kid named George over there. I believe he's in Greece, and they kind of talk about this a little bit. Anyway, I want to take you back here to 1965. And this is to Ezra Taft Benson. And I have a clip one here coming up for you. Mr. Producer, and Benson opposed the system of government price supports and aid to farmers, which I believe also I would also go against there too, because farmers are they work, and they were never paid not to plant and stuff like that, which drives the markets up and down, causes starvation and stuff like that. But he mentioned that it's unacceptable and it all amounted to socialism. And anyway, he mentioned that it amounted to socialism, and it came at the expense of the small farmers there. And Benson was also opposed to these outsized portions of these government subsidies being a portion to these large companies. And this is basically corporate socialism. And, of course, he's been pelted with eggs in his life there. So, anyway, since I have a caller, I'll go ahead and pick this caller up. David in San Francisco, go ahead, please.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, Keith. I was originally trying to get on the Texas Perception show because the corporate socialism that's going on down there with the electric bills. You remember a couple of months ago when they had that hard frost and people were stuck with $1,000 a day in electric bills? And I think the highest I heard was like $17,000 for a house electric bill. And as I understand it, those people have still never gotten their money back. They got cheated out in incredible ways. And now the Texas legislature is trying to take tax money and give it to the power companies and then bill it to the consumers. So, I mean, you talk about a socialism for the rich. You know, they cheat people, then they give the con artists the more tax dollars to keep doing it. And since Juneteenth is kind of based on the same model that they've, you know, the old company store idea, sell your soul to the company store, and that there's yes. nobody that can protect you from, you know, no consumer complaints department at the governmental level. That's the way things are going in Texas. And so the federal government was, it took 2 years before the federal government was able to get into Texas to tell those poor people that they were no longer slaves. That's how Juneteenth worked. And in the same way is what's going on with the electric bills. State of Texas set it up so that the federal government has no way to protect the people of Texas. And as I understand it, they're getting now socked with electric bills again with a heat wave that's going down through there. So, you know, we got to figure some way to protect the people of Texas from the con artists that are pretending to be so liberty-bound, you know, Governor Abbott and the state regulators who are bought off by the electric companies down there. And, you know, the attorney general is in the pocket of those electric companies. And it's they're trying to set it up so that they can kill the small electric companies and just make one massive monopoly electric company that has no oversight from the federal government, and kind of an identical to the Juneteenth.
Yeah, well, I have a clip here coming up that I had sent over to Sam earlier that they could have played on there, but this whole green energy scam and stuff like that, I'll be playing that clip on this show here. I also might try to skip and put another one in there, which basically shows that, well, my clip coming up now is all about communism and the actual socialism, to where we're on this Klaus Schwab deal of by 2030 you'll own nothing and be happy. Bloomberg.
Well, wait a second. How are you calling this a green energy scam when it had nothing to do with green energy? In fact, they, you know, Enron. I don't know if you knew the model of Enron when it cheated America about 20 years ago. But
yes.
The electric companies basically figured out a way that they could have an auction of electric prices, And the auction would come when there was a loss of electricity.
Yeah.
So what the power companies did was they would have fake shutdowns. They would
shut down
one
rolling
plant.
Blackouts. Rolling blackouts. Yeah. Yes.
Well, it was the rolling blackouts came because, for example, it was a nuclear power plant in San Onofre that had a 40-ton crane that collapsed, and so they had to shut down the plant, and that caused, as I understand it, it went from 8 cents a kilowatt hour to $1,700 a kilowatt hour. And
yes.
And so the whole corporations, companies, went out of business in a matter of weeks because of electric prices. And it had nothing to do with communism. It had to do with con artists. And those old boys took the money to Switzerland before it could ever get back. And Enron, that was the Enron model. And so now they're doing it to Texas. And it has nothing to do with green energy. Green energy is, you know, a solar panel on your roof is not communism. That's that's survivalist, right? And when you try to pretend that 2 cents a kilowatt hour off of wind is, and that's what it's actually costing, 2 cents a kilowatt hour, and these old boys they didn't put what you'd call heat warmers on it. Like in Minnesota, they still had windmills turning in the middle of a frost storm, a sleet storm, because they put heaters at the bearings, right? But in Texas, they didn't do that. And so any windmills in Texas that shut down during that thing, that was not some greeny problem. That was a problem because the companies were too cheap to put heaters at the bearings, and the ice got buried in it. But they had a nuclear power plant that shut down, same as the Enron scam, in Texas, in the middle of the frost storm, a nuclear plant shut down. And that's
right.
A nuclear plant is no green energy.
Well, I realize that, Dave, but I have a video clip. I won't be able to play all of it here later on here, but it shows the entire scam of what they're doing with this so-called green energy and how it's a total farce. And they're actually causing shortages just to make people get onto the system. I even watched a video on the damn TV the other night here, and I don't usually watch TV. It was on some PBS channel there, of talking about drilling these wells for this thermal heat and stuff. And, of course, the main portion of it was instead of having solar panels on your roof, you're going to pay a subscription thing. And this is like I was trying to say. All you got to do is Google the end of private land ownership and stuff. This is where they're headed there. You'll own nothing. Everything's going to a renter base. The entire thing is a fraud.
Well, who are you blaming that on? That's not green people that are doing it. Like in Arizona, where they have so much sunlight, it's unbelievable. 5 years ago, the state of Arizona, who was packed with Republicans, tried to charge people $50 a month to sell electricity to the grid. Now, that was not, greeny weenies. That was not communism. That was corporate monopoly. And they tried to make sure that homeowners not only did not set up solar on their roof, but they tried to charge them $50 a month to sell electricity to the grid. So this is not some greeny weeny, crap. This is the corporate state, which is Mussolini and Hitler.
Yeah. Okay, those, David. David, who owns the corporations?
Well, that gets into secret money, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, and believe me, a lot of these are all Jewish ran and stuff, and I don't care how you look at it. It's all
Saudi
communism.
Arabians. Dude, Saudi Arabians own a good piece of America.
And
would you call them communism?
All right, David, they're also aligned with Israel, and this is a complete takeover. They adjust the...
God, man, you better learn your
story. All right, David,
story.
I got a show to run, okay? Have a good day, okay?
Well, don't call it communism.
All right, see you. Goodbye, David. Okay, it is communism. Anyway, now back to where I was at here. This Ezra Taft Benson, he talked about this communist takeover of America here clear back in 1965. We were warned about this in 1963 with the Communist Manifesto. And as Benson's term came to an end in 1961, the farm commodity prices had risen 10%. And, of course, from the previous year, and Benson's popularity increased. And this is because more and more people were recognizing the corporate takeover, which is based on communism today. Anyway, with that, Sam, Mr. Producer, would you play clip one?
Humbly and gratefully, I stand before you, grateful for patriots such as you, humbled by the magnitude of the task before us. I speak to you as a fellow citizen of the United States of America, deeply concerned about the welfare of our beloved country. I am not here to tickle your ears, to entertain you. I will talk to you frankly and honestly. The message I bring is not a happy one, but it is the truth. And time is always on the side of truth. As the German philosopher Goethe said, truth must be repeated again and again, because error is constantly being preached round about. I realize that the bearer of bad news is always unpopular. As a people, we love sweetness and light, especially sweetness. Ralph Waldo Emerson said that every mind must make a choice between truth and hose. Those who will learn nothing from history are condemned to repeat it. This we are doing in the Americas today. George Washington stated, truth will ultimately prevail where there are pains taken to bring it to light. To bring the truth to light is our challenge, this day and every day. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Returning recently from 2 years abroad has caused me to reflect seriously on recent trends and present conditions in our beloved country. I am shocked and saddened at what I find. I am sorry to say that all is not well in so-called prosperous, wealthy, and powerful America. We have moved a long way and are now moving further and more rapidly down the soul-destroying road of socialism. The evidence is clear, shockingly clear, for all to see. With our national prestige at or near an embarrassing all-time low, we continue to weaken our domestic economy by unsound fiscal, economic and foreign aid policies, which corrupt our national currency. Ever-increasing centralization of power in the federal government in Washington, D.C., is reducing our local and state governments to virtual federal field offices, while weakening individual initiative, enterprise, and character. With the crass, unconstitutional usurpation of power by the executive branch of the federal government, anti-spiritual decisions of the Supreme Court, all apparently approved by a weakly submissive rubber-stamp Congress, the days ahead are ominously frightening. Surely, certainly, it behooves patriotic citizens, such as you, to meet together to seriously consider present conditions in our beloved nation. It is imperative that American citizens become alerted and informed regarding the threat to our welfare, happiness, and freedom. No American is worthy of citizenship in this great land who refuses to take an active interest in these important matters. All we hold dear as a great Christian nation is at stake. In leaving for Europe 2 years ago, I could not help but feel a very deep sense of anxiety for this great land of America, which had just passed through a terrible crisis. To have the President of the United States suddenly torn from his high office by the violent hand of an assassin was an insidious and dastardly act which struck at the very foundation of our republic. All of us felt the impact of it. All of us caught the ominous spirit of tragedy and sorrow which accompanied it. Each of us sensed in a very personal way the heartbreak which had come to the Kennedy family. But after the services and burial were over, we also realized something else. There was the cold, stark reality that the assassin's murder of President Kennedy was just one more monstrous treachery in the long list of crimes against humanity which have been inspired down through the years by the godless philosophy of communism. It was communism that sowed the seeds of treason in the mind of President Kennedy's assassin. This is something which must not be forgotten. And now, 2 years and 1 month later, I am appalled at the shortness of our memories. When the events surrounding President Kennedy's assassination were remembered last December, practically no mention was made of Oswald's communist affiliations, nor the present communist threat to our society. Have we so soon forgotten that communism sowed the seeds of hate that destroyed our president, and that communism continually seeks to subvert and destroy our complete way of life? The assassination of President Kennedy, the daily slaughter of our boys in Vietnam, the communist control of the Berkeley riots, and communist-inspired demonstrations from coast to coast should serve as a shock therapy to that segment of our population who like to call themselves liberals. America is big enough to make room for many different kinds of thinking, but many liberals have claimed to see virtues in socialism and communism, which I, for one, have not been able to find. To promote their ideas, American liberals have become a highly organized, hardcore establishment in the United States. And they have been excusing their appeasement and coddling of communism on the ground that they were being tolerant, broad-minded, and working for peace. But the assassination of President Kennedy should have jolted them into a realization that they have been pampering, protecting, and promoting the very nest of serpents which produced Lee Harvey Oswald, the diabolical spirit of murder and violence which struck down the president, is that same spirit of communist violence which has been allowed to spread its terror into the heart of every continent upon the face of the earth. Perhaps those who have been apologists for this conquering Marxist socialist communist movement might now agree to reconsider the fatal decision they have been following. Two additional things happened in connection with this tragedy which are worthy of comment. First was the speed with which the communist leaders spread the word that the slaying of the president must have been the work of American conservatives. Moscow has conducted a 5-year campaign to make American conservatives look like hysterical fanatics. It has called them rightists, extremists, and even fascists. Within an hour after the assassination and before Oswald was captured, Moscow was assuring the world that this crime was the product of the rightist movement in the United States. The second thing which happened was the amazing rapidity with which American liberals took up the Moscow line. They too were quick to fix the blame, even though there hadn't been the slightest hint as to who had committed the crime. I wonder what would have happened if Oswald had not been captured and identified as an active communist who was in direct contact with party headquarters in New York City. Undoubtedly, the liberal element would be blaming this tragedy on conservative Americans to this day. And even after Oswald was captured and identified as a Moscow-associated communist, there were those who insisted that any who had opposed the president during his term of high office was guilty of the same spirit of hate as that which led to the president's death. This line of thinking was expressed by a number of prominent persons through the press, radio, and TV. To me, it was incomprehensible. To equate Oswald's hate and homicidal bitterness with patriotic Americans who happened to oppose some of the policies of the president's administration was the height of distorted and fallacious thinking.
Whether or not Oswald may have been patsy to this, we all know that from history that the wheels were being put in motion with Nixon, the gold standard, and that also being removed from the U.S. currency. Also, the Vietnam War was being put in place. And, of course, all these covert wars from the Contras that allegedly to stop communism, as well as the Cold War, the poor Russians, and, of course, the subversion of this government. And with that, I need one more clip here before my break here. Played clip number one. And this is about what has happened throughout Central America under the devise of carrying communism. So with that, Mr. Producer, clip two.
The third world is not poor. You don't go to poor countries to make money. There are very few poor countries in this world. Most countries are rich. The Philippines are rich. Brazil is rich. Mexico is rich. Chile is rich. Only the people are poor. But there's billions to be made there, to be carved out and to be taken. There's been billions for 400 years. The capitalist European and North American powers have carved out and taken the timber, the flax, the hemp, the cocoa, the rum, the tin, the copper, the iron, the rubber, the bauxite, the slaves, and the cheap labor. They have taken out of these countries. These countries are not underdeveloped. They're overexploited. The third...
This is the problem here. Everyone is being exploited. Even down there in Texas and Florida, when they had these massive hurricanes go through, the lobbyists made sure that the insurance companies wouldn't pay out to those areas that, or those homeowners that lived in damage type areas. And then, of course, you had the government go in there and break the levees and flood their homes. And so, of course, they got stuck with their entire sacked homes and still had to pay for them. This is a total wealth extraction. And, of course, the communists are behind this. And on a word of this, if this were, you know, the CIA itself, if it were all for the national security of this country, then why is America in the condition that it is today, unless the CIA means communists inside of America? I have a break coming up here, so I have to pause here. But the fact is like with World Trade Center number 7, the Enron files were housed in that building. Showing the mass scale of what was going on down in California with that worthless Newsom down there now today, who shut their entire economy down there, Rodeo Drive and stuff, lined with tents and stuff. They don't care about people, just like BlackRock today buying up all American housing. This is the entire takeover of this country here. And even though Ezra Taft Benson may have been a LDS, he was a good man for recognizing the conditions that was leading this country into where we're at today. Just like I was listening to one of Bill Cooper's older videos there talking about what's going on in Austin. And Austin today just happens to be a target of these same BLM-type groups, where they're going to cause havoc and stuff. And, of course, this is because Texas kept its economy open. And eventually you'll see this in Florida, too. These guys want the entire economy shut down. But the government has to open it up because they realize they're losing money. The value of the dollar is dropping. You're going to have 300-some-odd million Americans that are going to be starving here where they're shutting down food supplies. This is common. This is communist history. Anyway, we'll be right back right after this break.
Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guy. paradise lost. Everybody knows the fight was fixed.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Well, I woke up Sunday morning with no way to hold my head. Didn't hurt. And the beer I had for breakfast wasn't bad, so I had one more for dessert. Then I fumbled through my closet for my clothes and found my cleanest dirty shirt. And I shaved my face and combed my hair and stumbled down the stairs to meet the day. I'd smoke my brain the night before on cigarettes and songs that I'd been picking.
Welcome back, everyone. You know, you're listening to Perception Management with Keith Rogers here in Western Montana. I have a clip here which talks about the targets of the CIA. And this clip is going to go back a few years. And again, this is where people should have been awake, and they weren't. And now we see that through the media and stuff today, how they've targeted individuals, TIs as they call them, are being eradicated from off of the internet, losing their jobs, their banking accounts and stuff, for anyone that goes against their agenda. So with that, Mr. Producer, clip number three. Okay.
One of the targets of the CIA has been the press itself in many ways. They among the various indices that the CIA keeps, and by the way, I heard some gentleman here speak about $750 million, just to maintain the indices that this CIA maintains, which includes millions of names, millions. There are biographical indices of names of individuals who are foreign. From every field of life, there are then names of U.S. citizens, and then there are residents and aliens, and anybody that's not a citizen is, of course, very suspect. Then there are data information files, then there are newspaper files, and then there are files just of articles. And if your name happens to be in that file, then you get a folder. There are millions and millions of duplication of files. And one of the indices that the CIA keeps is one of newspaper articles of all kinds. And it has a history in terms of its having interfered in the media in the case of one particular CBS, I think it is, correspondent, who, as a matter of fact, was present all during our hearings. And you cannot underestimate the intimidative quality that has taken place by the CIA and other police instruments of government. The nature and the way in which the CIA has functioned is that it was a public secret. Why, at the very time, for example, that we passed the Privacy Act out of our subcommittee, of which Ed was one of the co-authors, and, by the way, Barry Goldwater and myself, it's an interesting combination. We have differences among each other, however. Nevertheless, when we passed the Privacy Act, in the Privacy Act, which was just passed last year, we have a provision for an exemption. If you want your file, you want to find out what a government agency has on you, in your record. Well, you want to be notified when they transfer information from one agency to another. If it is contended that it's a question of national security, foreign policy, or criminal law enforcement, you can't get your file. And we have such an exception in the Privacy Act. But the CIA insisted that it needed a general exemption, that nobody could get any information from them because everything they do is national security. And so with that kind of a stance, and by the way, my committee agreed with them. I was the minority and filed a minority report. The Congress, the floor of Congress, agreed with them. I brought an amendment on the floor to eliminate that kind of general exemption, and yet we got no support for that. There's no question about the fact that the CIA has intimidated American citizens, their representatives in Congress, and the media, because people accepted that, and there wasn't one peep. And there wasn't one bit of outcry about the fact that the CIA was getting a total exemption from being able to function like any other democratic arm or any other democratic agency of government. So that there is no question that there has been an intimidative factor. I mean, how many people want to have a file on them? How many people want to have their mail open? How many people want to have notations about everything that they do, every person that they see, or every statement they've ever made? And let me tell you, that's the nature of the file that they keep. How many people want to have a list of every newspaper article where your name is ever mentioned? They don't have them all in my file, by the way. I just said that to reassure my colleagues. We have a situation in which the CIA, the directors and the sub-directors and all the people in it have committed admittedly illegal actions, yet not one person has been asked to resign, not one person has been fired. The same people who have the same mentality, the letter openers, the people who are compiling names of people who speak at peace meetings, the people who are compiling names of people, as they did in my file, of people who have defended the civil liberties and the civil rights of the people in this country, are still in charge of America. The CIA, in fact, has become a government unto itself. It is above everybody, above the executive branch, above the judicial branch, and above the legislative branch. In our own committee, when we asked about the fact that we could have a determination as to whether a matter affected national security, And if there was a difference between an individual who requested to see his or her file and the a position of the agency, that this was a matter of national security, that we can then take it into the courts for judicial review in camera, the answer of Mr. Colby was that he opposed judicial review. So they regard the CIA as a government unto itself, apart even not only from the Constitution, but even from the more less controversial aspects of our Constitution, namely the three separate branches and the right to check and balance each other. And there will be some who will wonder whether the CIA in its present form should exist at all.
You know, the problem with this is that even, as I mentioned, was non-citizens were even targeted. But today they're not. Today, with thousands are walking across this border here, the southern border, and dropped off at any town USA, crime is skyrocketing. And we can look back at the CIA with a different file here, and that'll be clip number four there, and see how one agency can go rogue to benefit corporations only and not the people. They are strip mining or gutting this entire country. So with that, clip number four there, please.
Mr. Director, there has been confusion and controversy about the files which have been kept on Americans. Under what circumstances and by whose direction are files kept on Americans by CIA?
Ms. Sykes, there are a number of different files in an institution as large as CIA. Of course, we have files of our employees, of applicants, of people who do business with us, contractors, and so forth. We have files for clearance of people who are given access to our sensitive intelligence. If somebody is working in another part of the government and has a reason to...
Well, those files haven't been controversial.
Those have not, no. But I'm trying to respond. There are lots of different files. The files that you are particularly referring to, I believe, Mr. Sykes, are those that were collected during the counterintelligence program that was conducted from 1967 on. This program was an attempt to identify whether there were any foreign connections with American dissident movements. In the course of that, we worked with the FBI, and we collected material abroad. This material abroad about the activities of foreign anti-war and similar groups, peace groups and so forth, did include names of Americans in the conferences that they went to and things of that nature. You would get a report which had the names of all the different foreigners who went to the conference and included the names of the Americans that went to it.
What has been the disposition of those files?
Those files are in our hands now, Mr. Sykes. The information with respect to an American was passed to the FBI, if it was of any substance.
Are any similar files now being undertaken?
There are the normal counterintelligence files, Mr. Sykes. If there is a counterintelligence question that comes up abroad of a possible connection between a foreign intelligence service and an American, that material will be in our files and will be reported to the FBI or the appropriate department.
Congressman Addabbo.
What domestic activities, if any, have been actually discontinued because of their either being considered illegal or unwise since this has been published in the press?
Well, in our review of all of these, Mr. Addabbo, we found a number of things which we thought were unwise, such as the collection of files on Americans incidentally to our other activities. We on some occasions had collected files of Americans as a help to identify possible leads to intelligence operations. Or we had collected files on Americans who had incidentally come up in the course of security investigations of other people. And this kind of thing that was an incidental to the main function. We have put out very strict instructions that any files that we do have of Americans must be clearly justified by their primary purpose and must be clearly identified and must be kept in a fashion which do not in any way constitute a blacklist or any other kind of police-type dossier on them. We also have reviewed our relationships with various other government institutions within the federal government and within the other parts of our constitutional structure. And we have made it clear in that review and in the instructions given out that we are to avoid involving ourselves in the domestic activities of any of those, even incidentally.
Well, have you also used foreign intelligence or police organizations to check out your security people or Americans abroad?
On occasion, there are problems that start in America and the individual goes abroad. And if it is an intelligence question, as distinct from a criminal question, we may go to friends abroad to see if they have any information on that individual.
Congressman Jamo.
Yet to have heard one word from anyone, either on your side of the table or on ours, of the concern which has grown in present years and is at a height today about the concern of improper activities of intelligence agencies insofar as they may infringe upon the rights of American citizens. Shouldn't that be our primary concern?
Well, Mr. Jamo, I have indicated that I think we have done things that are improper. I would not say, though, that is my primary concern, because those instances were few and far between. And I think it would be a mistake to throw the baby out with the bathwater.
No one wants... I agree with you that we don't want to throw the baby out with the bathwater, but I'm sure that you don't intend to... I'm sure you don't intend the statement which would give someone an inference that the rights of citizens are not paramount to the rights of the existence of an agency.
I think the rights of the citizens under our Constitution are paramount,
right.
But I think that the infringements of those rights in the past have been so few and far between,
right,
and so exaggerated that you are putting into jeopardy the continued ability to conduct an intelligence service in America.
Now I'd like to give you a scenario to use a much-used 1974 term in congressional hearings. We'll take a young congressman who was young when he came to Congress from North Haven, Connecticut. He's served in the Congress for 16 years, served on the Appropriations Committee since 1963, that's 12 years, served on the Defense Subcommittee, which covers your budget, the budget of the CIA. When he goes home and tells his citizens, all half a million of them, that he has absolutely no idea of the size of your budget, of where it goes, of what your agency does, his citizens look at him in utter shock and in many instances in disbelief. Now, would you comment on that as to whether you think that that is adequate oversight by the Congress of your budget, of the fact that your budget, as you know, is concealed in the Defense Appropriation Bill and cannot be identified, nor can the various functions of it be identified. Also of the fact that in a 55-man committee, I believe there are five members who have oversight over the CIA. Would you comment as to whether you think that is adequate oversight by the Congress and whether or not it should be of concern to us today in view of the conditions which prevail?
Mr. Jamo, I think my only area of comment is whether the committee has exerted oversight over me. The number of people included on the committee is a matter for the Congress to determine. I'm afraid that particular argument goes for all the other members of the Congress too, and the Congress does operate on a committee system. If there is some change desired, I've indicated many times that we will adjust to it. But I think that question is really properly posed to the Congress rather than to me.
And yet, didn't you say that you would not like to have the budget figures of the CIA set forth in the legislation, just in response to a prior question?
I would counsel against publishing those figures. That was a different question than the one you raised, I believe, Mr. Chairman.
You would have no objection to our publishing or setting forth in our legislation and report amounts of monies given to the CIA.
Said, Mr. Jamo, that I would counsel against publishing it in that fashion.
What about activities which you perform, particularly in the area of covert activities? Would there be any objections to advising us of those activities before the fact rather than after? You're not objecting to oversight if it's properly conducted in order to make certain that your agency and any agency is operating adequately?
Not a bit. I am expressing some concern at the degree of detail and the degree of depth into which the inquiries into our affairs go. Because
that's good,
what
Sam.
May appear...
You know, I have a break coming up here, but what's important about this is just like Biden's so-called Stasi thing, Americans tattling on each other, the sharing of information against all media platforms, the FBI saying don't erase your browser history or calling others conspiracy theorists as domestic terrorism, now it's whites. We have the banks as well as are involved in this, where we have this cancel culture now. Anyone that's going against this corporate structure. Anyway, we'll be right back after this break, so stay tuned.
The song that they were singing. Then I headed back for home, and somewhere far away a lonely bell was ringing. And it echoed through the canyons like the disappearing dreams of yesterday. On the Sunday morning sidewalk, wishing, Lord, that I was stoned.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
All I
someone new. I've tried other love, but they won't do.
Welcome back, everyone. You know, when you think of these fact checkers and stuff, it's just like today with all these social media accounts. My dear friend Patty, you watch someone who posts a correct version of what actually is going on and then having her comment removed. And this happens to many people, and yet they have to fight to get that information out there of whether it's treatments or alternatives, which are FDA approved, but just not for this so-called COVID scam. And then to add to this, this is also congressional testimony where it says, evidence of this exists in the beginnings, made by the agency with participation it volunteered in the war planning functions of major overseas military commands, especially in Europe. This war planning work led to the stockpiling of considerable amounts of war-making material earmarked for the CIA and stored in military warehouses, both real and cover units, all over the world. These supplies could be called out whenever the CIA had any requirement, even at a time when the NSC, that's the National Security Doctrine there, thought that it had the CIA well under control because they had prohibited it from having men, equipment, and facilities for operational purposes. This was the start. The agency worked itself into key positions within the defense establishment and then orchestrating its data inputs to create highly classified requirements. It began to develop great power within the United States government and around the world. So basically, the CIA operates with their own private army, hidden funding, and has an unlimited supply of arms to wage their covert wars. And I include chemical weapons from Fort Detrick and others who say, like, which was used in Syria after the U.S. drew their red lines, of course, in the sand. So why is this important? Well, for many, especially from my own perspective there, you might watch what's going on in America and the tensions usually stirred by both political parties that keeps this country divided, as well as those who participate, you know, these politicians, whom I'll call corporate whores. And when you see all these functions caused by those same, and then you read of the declassified reports of the CIA, and that's just what we're known or being allowed to know or allowed to see. And now we have the FBI that is so involved in this, like the Capitol Hill, what was done here. For then we see that the report has this shady FBI, and we now have clear evidence that the so-called insurrection at the Capitol was an inside job. And like Ezra Taft Benson mentioned clear back in 1965, that the blame game would then be placed on conservatives, and now everything wrong in America is a fault of white people. Sure. We'll be right back at the top of the hour break here. Stay tuned.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guys lost. Everybody knows the fight was fixed. The poor stay poor. The rich get rich, that's how it goes. Everybody knows. Everybody knows that the boat is leaking. Everybody knows the captain lied. Everybody got this broken feeling, like their father or their...
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. Partner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.